Kedvak, we're up to Kuf Samach Aleph, Sif Hey. What we were discussing last week were different parts of Chiyuvim of Avek Ribbis. Tonight, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to be concentrating on Ribbis Ktsutas, like a new Shlav. Avek Ribbis, like we know, is any yet of the Dayonim. There's a Chiv Batis Yidei Shemayim. We discussed Tfisa, other things. Tonight, we're going to talk about Ribbis Ktsutas, Ribbis Deraisa. All right, let's start the Mechaba. Ribbis Deraisa, what is Ribbis Deraisa? The Machabah says there are two Tanoim for Ribbis Deraisa. First Tanai is Shuhu B'derech Halva'ah. It has to be through a Halva'ah, which we discussed in our first Shia on the Simon. We discussed what constitutes a Halva'ah. We're going to take the Chavitas' chat. A Halva'ah is something that I give to you to spend. You're not giving me back that same item. If you're giving me back the same item, that's She'ela. But you're going to give me back a replacement, but it's of the same min. If I give you money, you're giving me back money. If I give you apples, you're giving me back apples. If you change them in, that's already Mekach HaMemka, which is also not Ribbis Deraisa. So in order to have Ribbis Deraisa, you need a Halva. I give you something and you give me back something in kind. Second tonight you need is B'dava Kotzav. It has to be something which is a Dava Kotzav. Now, the problem is the Lashon Dava Kotzav, it really, Kitzva normally means a specific amount, a set amount, which means you have to tell me you're giving Ribbis $10, $5, whatever it is. That's a problem to learn that pshat, because it's mevun me'iri that even if I don't specify an exact amount, if I borrow money, say I'm going to borrow money with ribbis, even if I don't specify an exact amount, that's still ribbis deraisa. So b'deichik, I would like to teach the mechaba b'dava kotz really is like b'dava kotz, which means that it just has to be contractual, it just has to be specified l'chatchila when you borrow the money that you're going to pay back. It was a notmach. If you borrow money without a notmach and later on you decide to give ribbis, even during this man of all, at the time of the peroi, lachas man of all, those are not ribbis deraisa. Those are avik ribbis, ribbis mocheres. We discussed the differences before. But in order to have a ribbis deraisa, it has to be something which was a notmach l'chatchila when you took out the money, when you borrowed the money.
What is that for?
What's the cost of that? Ribbis ktsutza, that's lachas ribbis gar. No, the chazal, they dashen, that has to be cut. Why has to be derech havo? You can look at the different rishonim, Rashi, Dva. But it has to be a cut, and it has to be a derech havo. Those are two nekudis, primarily two ingredients that make ribbis deraisa. And now we're going to learn Mi'at Hashem, zaitik and nafkamina, there might be other things. It might have to be something tangible, not just tevis. Mi'at Hashem, as we go through Hilchos Ribbis, but at least the two fundamental tnoim is havo and ketzitzis ribbis. Okay, now, if you have those two, and it is a ribbis deraisa, it is yoytza'a b'dayonim. The dayonim will force you to pay back. If the malva got the money, like I told you, we had such a dentire, when we paskin that the malva has to give back the ribbis that he received to the loiva. Now, what does it mean, ribbis? It was yoytza'a b'dayonim. How does that work? So, the mechava, not stam yoytza'a b'dayonim. It's not a regular choyv, which we discussed as well. It's not a normal choyv, like a choyv mishpat type of choyv, which a guy is chayv to you, but rather, they beat the living daylights out of the guy, literally, until he's mekayim this mitzvah saseh. Now, if you look at the shachs of Kotan Zayin, he taka says, "Gedin sha mitzvah saseh dekse v'cheya chichimok." So that means the reason why they yoytze b'dayonim is not that there's a shibud nechosim, not that they have a right to be yerd l'nechosov, like it continues, "Av ein bezin yerd l'nechosov." Bezin has no right to make a gviya. Now, let's say the guy is out of town and you want to get your ribbis back, bezin has no right to confiscate or liquidate his assets. Normally, in a regular choiv or any other type of nizikin, whatever, yes, bezin has a right to be goyven and yarden l'nechosov. By ribbis ktsutza, it's not the case. Ribbis ktsutza, we discussed, there is no shiva nechosov, and that's why in the next sif we'll see that the kids, the yarshim, are not chayiv to pay back ribbis ktsutza. It's only a chiv on the father. It's a mitzvah saseh, v'chei chichima. But just like in all mitzvah saseis, bezin is koyven to be mekayim a mitzvah, so too this mitzvah saseh is lagar from any other mitzvah saseh. And that's what the shach is saying. Kedin sham mitzvah saseh, it's v'chei chichima. It's a regular halakha. We're koyven I say to shake a lulav. We're koyven I say to sit in a sukkah. We're going to be koyven I say to return ribbis ketzutza. It's the same thing. It's just out some mitzvah saseh. That's why we do a kfiyah. The Lashon of Mechaba, the Grad of Meduyik, the Mechaba says, Yetzu v'dayonim, that Vaisais Bezin has to do the Kfiyah. Because Machlekes Kseis and Nesivis and Simon Gimel when a person has a mitzvah saseh, is a chiyav mutal, chiyav akfiyav mutal ala bezin, or could every yachid v'yachid, could your rav, could your friend see that you need to do a mitzvah and be kaifin aisai to do the mitzvah? The Nesivus holds anyone could do it, and he brings a raya that we see when a person's ready to be over in Issa, anyone has a chiyav to be mafreshim from the Issa, so too by mitzvah saseh. And the Ksaisa argues, and Ksaisa says, Mamisha Atais, Meshavit Kadarikai argued with the Nesivus, and he says, no. He says that that's a fundamental difference between an asay and a lois asay. A lois asay, everyone has a chiyuv to be mafir someone from Minissa. It's chiyuv hafrosha, zaktik sais, nakan nakuda, is only that you have to be makan asay, but not achatetse nafshay, right? Only kanayim poigam boy is achatetse nafshay, on certain averis. But a typical lav, you beat the guy up, you makan asay, you force him, you try to get him not to do the issa, but you don't kill the guy. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh, that's midin kfiya. That's not to save the guy from being over in issa, but that's midin kfiya, to be kaifin asay, to do a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah saseh. And that is ad kadei kak, makan asay achatetse nafshay. That already can kill him. And that, whatever it takes to... Sorry? Ad v'ad l'chayra, pashtus. Yeah, you have to know... Yeah, pashtus, it's ad v'ad v'kal, right? And you can even go and kill him, and but it's not mutal for a hedya to do. It's only on a bezin to do, and that's meduyik in the lashon Torah sefer. The Divrei Sofrim, I think, makes this dig, it's a beautiful dig. That's what the Makabe says yetsu v'dayanim. Because since this din is only midin kfiyas mitzvahs asay, then only the dayanim have the right to do that, and it would be a riot to the mishavim of nesivus. It's a stam a klal to know. Right, no, I've added it. Yeah, it's yet to be the yana. You know why? Yeah, okay, you know,
no, I'm saying, what was the
deed from the Mechavit?
The Gemara is
washing. Yeah, the Gemara is washing yet to be the yana, and you have a shayna with the good, so you have a raya from the Gemara. If you want to say the same deed in Gemara, I have no problem with it. That's
but
fine.
He was all over.
And every mitzvah say, you can call out there a cool of you. See someone, he has a mitzvah say, is it mutal ala bezin to be forced into the Mekayma mitzvah? Or is it a chiv al kol echad ve'echad in your game? I mean, you have to speak to your poysik, but you know, often there's a guy who has a chiv kriyishma, you have to wake him up. And you can go on and on and on. I don't know if that's within kfiyah, but... no, but maybe you'll take the chiv you will have. I mean, that maybe you can't take it so far, rather maybe you'll have a chiv to get him to do kriyishma, but to convince him that it's a good idea, but to take the law in your own hands, so to speak, physically, to hit him, to be makanos achatetse nafshay, that's only a din on dayanim to do. That's only a din on bezdin.
The guy's sleeping with
an
maybe that's
okay, I just threw it out, but then I can have.
By lav,
you still have a chiv lafrishay, but not to kill him. You have a chiv lafrishay. I mean, could be a midin arvis as well. But on the mitzvahs, I say it's only on the bezdin. All right. Shekai?
The other party wants to be
Meichel Gavaldik. We're going to rather learn later on some Maklek Zishenna, but we Paskin, you have a right to be Meichel Rebis Ksitzan. Even though it's Yenim Tzmitzah, but you have a right to be Meichel it. Which is again a shtickle of a right where we keep on chazring Iba, that even though Rebis Ksitzah is your mitzvah, but somehow your mitzvah Shazachoy is to Yenna. It means you have to pay Yenna. The way they set up the mitzvahs, as they was, to pay him back. If he wants to be Meichel, very good. So then that's how sort of you Kibbutz Kabalti, you paid him back. All right. But in Bezin Yerdin L'Nechazim. But Bezin can't be Yerdin L'Nechazim. Now the Machna Fahim is bothered by Akash, and excites as well, is that there's a Chiv Kfiya on Mitzvah Tzedakah as well. There's a halacha that by Tzedakah a person has to give a certain share, and then according to his means he has to give more. And if you see that he's not fulfilling his obligations, Bezin has a Chiv to be Kaifan Isai. And the same thing to be Kaifan Alam Mitzvah. Same exact thing. And nevertheless, it says over there, also, Bezin cannot be Yerdlun and Chasav, because it's not a Shivan and it's a Chasav, it's only a Chiv Haguf that he has. But when he's around, before him, the Ramban says, when he's here, I could be Yerdlun and Chasav. Bezin has the right to be Yerdlun and Chasav. What's Pshat? Like the Ramban, that means, if I could beat the living daylights out of the guy, it would be better for him as well, just take away his Nechasav. So when you're doing a kfiya, forcing him to give you the nechasim, you could force him in two ways. You could force him by punching him in the nose, you could force him by grabbing the thing that he has out of his hand. The two ways to force him to be mekayim, whatever it is. So that you could do. Shaloi b'fonav avada, you're not yered on nechasim, because that's not a kfiya. Shaloi b'fonav, you're not forcing him, you're just taking assets, and that since those assets are not meshubit, there's no shiva nechasim, that you can't do. But at least b'fonav, there is a kfiya, a form of kfiya to be yerdlun nechasav. And over here, the Makab is mashma, ein bez yerdlun nechasav, klav v'klav. So, in fact, the Makab Ephraim Nexois, it doesn't stim what the Makab says, by hukas tzedakah. And the Makab Ephraim seems, the way he feels off he finishes, he says that, and a chinami, here too, you would have a chiv, he has a rayish to go right from a chinuch, others on a chinuch different way, but here too, and a chinami, the fun of, you would have a koyach to be koyfen, so to be layered in the chosa. That's the machna frying. Machab is not mashma like that. The Chavis does to interrupt the Machar Fahim's problem. He doesn't bring the Machar Fahim, but he interrupts this problem. He's Machalik between him and Tzedakah. He also has Takasha. And he says that, no, by Tzedakah, there are Lavim as well, Lisa Amates. So Machmas the Lav, the Kfir, is a stronger Kfir that we could be Yerid Lenukos of Hami is Pathona, but good, but we could be Yerid Lenukos of Midin Kfir. Mashenkin by Ribis Tzutah, which is only an Asay, that's the Ochiv, is just Vechechikim, but it's only an Asay. I say alone, there is no kviya to be yared on the chasev. It's only a kviya or a guf. It's a shver chavizdas in svora because the Oran Ban came from Israel like a kavachayim. I'm not like I could be kviya from the guf, I could be kviya from the mamayna. It doesn't say because there's a lav involved, it doesn't differentiate. Right. So I'm saying that it's a good kasha, it's a machafayim's kasha. But I'm just saying the chavizdas is terrible, it's not so gishmak with the Ramban. Maybe he's arguing with the Ramban, maybe the chava argues with the Ramban. But it's at least, like you said, the Lashon HaMechab seems Ein Bezin Yerid L'Chosav of Klal V'Klal, Bezin is never Koyfin to be Yerid L'Chosav. It's only a Kfiyah Acha Teitzei Nafshay. And the Mechab gives another case. V'chein B'Veo Chatzeroi. If you lend the money al Chatzer to a rental, for example, V'omalei Amanashe Yodu Boichinam, the borrower says, look, give me the loan and I'll allow you to live in my house rent-free whenever you come to Lakewood, to someone, come for a Shabbos, come for a week, whatever it is, use my pool, whatever it is, I'm allowing you to have a shtamshes bechinam that is also ribis do'eraisa, or she's granulob epochas of created by, or even if I am going to charge you for the shtamshes, but I'm charging you less because of this toiva that you did for me, because you lent me money, that is also considered ribis ketsutza, it's also ribis do'eraisa. You can have a similar case, and the Achronim discussed, it's really not for tonight, but basically you see that any cuts, any type of agreement that you have to have a toiva, but let's say a guy will borrow money, and he's, let's say, in the diamond industry, and he borrows money, and he says, look, if you lend me the money, the wholesaler, the broker will lend the retail the money, and therefore the retail Mikan Ve'elik will make up that he'll always pay a little more for the goods that he purchases. Again, that will be this the same problem. I'm some Achronim, a bit, tries to be Mechalik, a bit of Marit, but the way we pass, and that would also be Ribis Ketusa, it's Ribis Daraisa.
Why in this case is it considered money for money?
You're giving me money, I'm going to give you back the money.
I'm giving you back.
Plus, I'm giving you more.
But the Ketusa is the fact I'm letting you use my pool. I'm
that pool is the Ribis part, that's the extra, the added. That doesn't have to be money. If I lend you a dollar, I'm going to ask you, give me back a dollar plus a fruit, that is Ribis Ketusa, because the Havah is established because it's a dollar for a dollar, and the extra thing, whatever it is, even if it's payers, even if it's ishtamshes, it's chiyas, that is considered ribis ketsutza.
In this particular case, like with ishtamshes, if you come around, you can use the thing. It's not, maybe you won't come around.
Okay, so it's really not for tonight, but yes, there are cases where it could be a tzarecha beribis, there are cases where it's only a schus. The Achronim discussed all these variables, but it's really not here. It should be discussed like by Chotza, by Rashi, by other cases. But just let's keep this cloud. The cloud is whenever you make up in any contractual agreement and you give back more than you receive, that is ribis ketsutza and it's yetzer b'dayanan.
Well, Chayrev meant to somebody else.
If I lend you money, I'm going to ask that you give tzedakah, pasha, the way we pass in Pitaisis, that's Rivers to Arisa.
Right, so how do you
get
the chiyuv on the
malva
now? How do you return that money?
Yes, the malva, yes, that's a shach, and the chiyuv midinarvis. I think Ari must have learned it in the winter. Yes, that would be a ribis. Because why is it considered ribis ketsutza? If I lend you money, I'm going to have to give a yeshiva a dandava. Why is that ribis ketsutza? I didn't get it. Teretz is midinarvis, since you're giving it to the yeshiva because of me. I told you so. It's like I got it midinarvis. So mamela machiv chazara would be that which you gave. It's as if I got it. So I got to give it back. I lend you $100 and I tell you, do me a favor and give $150 to DMG. So the $150 that I tell you to give BMG is as if you gave it to me, because you're giving it to BMG because I told you so. So midin arvis, it's like I got it. So if I got $150, I'm going to lend you $100. So $50 is extra, so I got to give you back $50.
Or if you gave $100 to the guy and $50 to BMG.
Yeah, it's kosher, yeah.
In the case that we said, you should have a bechinam,
that the chayre will be ribbis deraisa even if the whole loan is paying out on the other vechinim. Not only if he pays him the dollar and then the other vechinim for the ribbis, the whole. The, if let's say he borrowed $600 and the month rent $600, so the vechinim for a month plus half a month.
That's so I say half a month. What do you mean? He's giving him more than 1 month. He's saying. The case of Yadav Achinam means...
He bought him for $600 last
year. Right.
So, and he borrowed $600. So he says, okay, you can live it for a month and a half Dar Achinam. That should already be ribbis. Because the first month is really money that he...
Any even if you'd say one day, if you could live in my house for one day for free.
It's not money for money because it's Dar Achinam. So he said that the ribbis... As long as the money for money is the alvar, not the ribbis. So I'm saying that even in darba chinam, that will chayu.
Well, if I give you money and I tell you here's $100, and in return I want to have $200 worth of the shtamshes of your house, that is not ribbis ksitza.
No,
because that's not money for money. That's not the chavas das. And the alvar has to be a dollar in and a dollar back. A dollar. That's if I give a dollar and I get back chaytim. If I give a dollar and I get back shtamshes, that's not ribbis ksitza. That's like. Sorry? I have no problem with that.
You're saying he has to take it back?
No, BMG can keep the money. I gotta give him back the money. BMG has no problem. All right, but let's try to stick on to Sifrei. I'm trying to cover something tonight. All right. Another important nekuda here is what happens if which we had a Maaseh Shleih was part of that same very same Din Torah. The Malva, okay, now that he owes him back, but he doesn't want to give back the Leiva money, he has an electronic or it's a computer store, and he would like to give back, pay the Leiva back through Shava Kesef, through electronics, through cameras, video, or whatever, VCRs. Does he have a right to do that? Could he pay back Shava Kesef? And interesting enough, this Shaila that he can pay, Kesef, Shava Kesef, is not in the whole entire Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned in the Rishonim, it's not mentioned in Gemara. And we had the honor of being stuck with this problem of what to do in such a case. And we looked and looked and looked. Now, we had a dik in Rishonim, a dik in the Mokiyos of Rashba and Samachay, that it implies that the person cannot give back with Shava Kesef. He must give back with Kesef. But it was, like I said, it was a dik in Rishonim. So I called up Eretz Yisrael, I called up Ray Berger, he's one of the Dayanim by Nissen's Bezin, and he faxed me back. Unbelievable. In fact, he dug up the Maral since Shalaybim Kaimei, I think in Kufayin Gimel, whatever it was, that over there it's buried in the middle of a shtick. Maral Tzin says, a Dova Poshet that you're allowed to pay back with Shava Kesef. And he says, and are you going to bring me a Raya from the Muki Yosef and Dav Samech, hey? And he gets out of the Raya. It was like amazing. And we followed Maral Tzin, we didn't have any other form. But if you look at all the Haintago over here, whether it's a divorce, whoever it is, you look over here, they clear the Shaila without any Raya and Faket. Some got to bring the Raya from Bukhari Yosef that way, and others just, you know, clear the Shaila. They don't have any Raya what to do with Shava Kesef.
What's wrong with Shava Kesef?
What's wrong with it? Maybe I have a chiv to give you back the money you gave me. If I lend you money, you can't give me back Shava Kesef. You have a chiv to give me back money.
Well, that's
the Shaila. Could the Malva force the Leiva to take Shava Kesef? Right. If they're both are masking to take Shava Kesef, it could even be Michael. No, what's Shava Kesef? What its value is in the market? What the market value is? What the market value is for the item? Yeah. Whatever the Shava Kesef, whatever the market value is, that will work. And we followed the Maral Tzins, and if anyone knows, anyone else who discusses the Indian, please let me know. But about all I have is this Maral Tzins. What's its stardom? You have, sometimes you could pay with Shava Kesef, let's say by Nizikin and Zela, but by Halva you can't pay with Shava Kesef. It's Chiyas Poilin can't pay Shava Kesef. You have to know what type of Chiyav is this that I have to pay him back. Lamaisa, I got money from him. If I got Shava Kesef from him, that's much better. But if I got money from him as Ribbis, and maybe it's like a halva, so to speak. I got something extra, I'll have to give back that money. Or no, it's like Gzela, and Gzela can pay with Shava Kesef too.
In this case, the Malva did an Aveir of Rivas Kutsutsu the Rais, and he made a sale on the deal. He made money on the deal.
He made money on the deal? Well, we don't.
$80 for the camera, he sold it for $40.
Right, okay, that's very nice. But Lamai says, once he had the camera in the store, it's worth $40. So, but. All right, if I go into your store and I mazik your camera that's sitting on the shelf, I also have to pay $40. Oh, you pay $10 for it? It's Shava Kesef, it's worth $40. That's how it is. So I have to pay $40. Why? I didn't say that.
Because by Avakrib is only
a Chiv Lotzis Yidei Shemaim. So maybe in... I know, but whatever this Chiv Lotzis Yidei Shemaim is, maybe it's in that level, in that realm of Lotzis Yidei Shemaim, maybe you have to give back money as well. And then we try to bring rice, you know, if someone wants to bring a rice from Abba, it says in the beginning of Abba Kama, it talks about all the different Nizikin, Abba Ovis Nizikin, whatever, Kavdal Nizikin, all the Rashi, all the, why didn't say Ribbis over there? Maybe Ribbis is not Bakal, you have other reasons why Ribbis might not be there. It's a shayla, it's a good shayla. If you want to get catch on and you hit someone learn Ribbis, you ask him the shayla, you'll stomp him. It's a good shayla.
By giving back, all these sort of fall off.
Holy Sturm, you have a mitzvah, you're a mitzvah.
A mitzvah to give it back, push back. But after the whole thing is done,
that's your tshuva. You have a chiv to give back.
It's a tshuva, but.
It's a lav and nitam.
Give
it's a lav and nitam. That's
what I'm saying.
What I'm
saying is like this. If it undoes everything, so you could say, give him money, give back the money. But
no, it's not that it undoes, I have a chiv. When gzeila the chiva the of is a gzeila, and I can give back the shavu kaza, right?
So if it's a different
chiva
totally.
It's a chiva. We know where it comes from. The source is the chayikimak. We want to know how do we understand this chiva the chayikimak? What is said in this mitzvah? That's the shailah of the paiskin. All right, or of the akronim. All right. Another important nakuda is that this is a bomb. But if you look in the Taz of Cotton Gimel, the Taz says yoytze b'dayonim. The Yonim Amoitzi it. How did the Yonim Amoitzi it? Dafke im Tavoy. The Loiva has to be Tavoy from the Malva to get back his Ribbis Ksutza in order for the Malva to have a Chiv to give back the Ribbis Ksutza. Because when the Loiva is not Tavoy, the Malva doesn't have to give it back. And therefore, the Taz continues. He has a story. Let's go through the story. It's a cute story. Be'echod, Shetan, Ein loy l'shalim, what? Two lines later. Rekha shetayin ein loy l'shalim v'lanim t'loy moment. You have a loyva who has no money whatsoever. Rak mashu lokach echad kram yimene ribis k'tutza. This loyva has two malvas. One malva he already paid back, and he paid back ribis k'tutza. And the other malva is still outstanding. So now the malva wants to collect. The loyva is penniless. Ainly, what are you going to do? So malva said, what do you mean? But you could go to your other malva who you overpaid ribis k'tutza, get back the ribis k'tutza, and then give me that Ribbis Kutza, so you have where to get payment from. So if the Taz ain't hadin imoy, the Malva cannot do that. He can't go to the other Malva and say, well, you know, like there's a concept like Shabuda Daranosan. If Reuben owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi could go right directly to Reuben. So here too, look, that Malva owes you Ribbis Kutza, and you owe me a Halva, so I'm going to go straight to that Malva. So the Taz, he can't do it. Why? Because the Kiva chain can't feel him in a Leiva. Since the Leiva refuses to be Tavea, the other Malva, ain't Shum Kfiya Me'abezin ala Makabal Ribbis Lagzirai. There's no Kfiya whatsoever. The Oidraya, another Sforah, he says, the Aminan Khan, the Ain Abezin Yerdin Lachos of Rachri, Koifin Oisei Lekai Mitzvah, Tasei Vechei Echiki Imach, Kumach Kosa Beis Yesem Shinim Buki Yosef. The Khan ain't Shaykh Zeh. Why? The Ketaz, the Kishinoite Aribis, Lo Yava Lichiusei Shaloiva. The Chiv Vechei Echiki Imach, because I have to give it back so you should live, so you should be Mefanis.
But
you have less creditors, less. That's not the vote. The vote is that you have the money that he can do something with it. He's not getting the money anyway. I'm giving it to his other malva, so there's no chiyav v'chei chichimah. Why?
Because
if the second he gets, it goes to the malva. Oh, you mean because it is second taina? Yeah, okay. I don't know if the Taz held it a second taina alone. But at least the Taz's svari is, he establishes, he has a dik in Rashi, he says that you need to have a tviya in order to have a chiyav achzaras ribbis. That's a Taz. Now the Sma in Choshen Mishpat August, the Sma in Simin Tes, talking about Sheikhet over there, and there the Sma says that for Sheikhet Taka, for the dying to give back, you need a tviya. Mashen came by ribbis, because it says, v'chei kikri imok, you do not need a tviya. And the Taz jumps on the Sma over there. So it's a makloik is really a Sma and Taz, whether you need a tviya or not. Now what's prat in the Taz? That goof is a makloik is. The Ksais learned the Taz, you know, literally, if you don't have a Tviya, if there's no Tviya at all, then there's no Chiv to give it back. The whole Tviya is for Schal, it only kicks in, you Tavei me, and then I have a Chiv to give it back. Because money you're not Tavei me, I don't have to give it back at all. That's the Ksais' understanding. And the Nesivis and others argue. The Nesivis says that that's not Pshat. Avada, you have a Chiv right away even without a Tviya. But because man, the person is not Tveya, Ubeprat, that he gave it to me willingly, because we made up, and he willingly gave me that money. So Kozman is not to pay it back. We have a right to assume that he was Meichel. About if he wakes up even 5 years later and he wants to be Tavea, now we see a Gleimus from Afraid that he was never Meichel. But Kozman is not Tavea, we have a right to assume that it was Meichel. We have such a concept in Reish Lam. The days we once had, if a guy paid you back or gave you something extra by accident, and it wasn't by accident, we assume that he knows that he gave you Matana. Over there too, you have a right to assume it was Matana until he's Tavea, that he made a mistake. But at least over here, Dr. Nesiva, that's Prat. That it's an implicit mechila. Kozman is not tavea you, then we could assume that he is not interested in having the money back. About it, once he's tavea, that's fine. No. Baksuba says 25 years, but all other chayvis pashas is no time limit. Now, according to the God of the Meshaviv, on his understanding, is Moisif, the Meshaviv Nesiva says exois, he's Moisif, that you should know. If you go ahead and give back the money without a tefillah, you didn't accomplish anything. He says you gave a matana ba'alma. All you did is you gave a guy a matana. Because the loiva wasn't to value, so you don't have a chiz to give it back. So why are you giving money? You're giving him a present. Give me the present. You don't have to give him the present. It's a matana ba'alma. That's what the Ksai says. The Arach Reinim Humadaik and Ksai, that's what I'm not convinced on that. The Arach Reinim Humadaik and Ksai said, Avada the Ksai holds that even if there's no chiv bedini odin, there's no chiv ribis ksutza, but it's loigara from a regular avad ribis that you have a chiv lotzis ide shemayim. Which we learn Avad Ribis always has a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. So it could be like the Ksais, even without a Tzviya, you still have a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. What bothers me, if you learn the Ksais like that, then why is he saying that it's only Matan Abama? It's not Matan Abama. He chotch with Mekayim a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. Now when the guy is Tzvei, I'll have to give him again, I'll say Chiv Dinei Odom. But at least I did something, not just a Matan Abama. Okay. But like the Nesivis, the Achronim want to say, that if you learn it's an implicit Mechila, then clearly I won't even have a Chiv Latei Zei Shemayim. If the guy is Meichel, he's Meichel. If we have a right to assume he's Meichel, then he was Meichel, Sai Dini Adam, Sai Dini Shemayim. If he's not bothering to come to ask him, it means he doesn't care, so then we have a right to assume that he was Meichel. If he was Meichel, if a guy goes in on Meichel, you don't have to give it back to him. It means you still have to give it back to Dini Shemayim. You did your Aveira, but now you got a Mechil. How do you do Tshuva? Do Chatasi Visi Peshati. I fracked in the Sivis. And then you get Malkus because you need to say that it's a lot of Nitikla. I say, we you Mechayim to say, Sakhtam the Sivis. A guy was Mechil, Tzkilus Kabalti, you Mechayim to say as well. If he was Mechil, that was no problem. So you don't have the problem. The law is not outstanding. Right. Sorry, how? So that's really the Nesivis' kasha, really on the Ksois, and the Meshaviv Nesivis answers the kasha, and he says that this is his words, that Kol Zman, the guy wasn't Tavei of me, so I didn't have the Chiv HaSei in the first place, so therefore I don't have Malkus. Now, because the Nesivis, the way he asked the kasha was, that when you have a Gemara Malkus, Kimo V'Lakimo, that if you have an HaSei and you're not Mekayim the HaSei, you get Malkus. So here too, I have the say, and I'm not giving it to him yet, so Avada should get Malkus. So the Tzoyis, the Kachi, the Klinshon, because you don't have the Chiv HaSei to begin with, because he never asked you. So how did the incident see his Kachi? So Kosh can't be sure, you have a lot without an HaSei at all. With somebody. So the Pasach Kachi is the Kachi on the Meshavi, what's going on. And he says that, basically, Chatnik says is the following, that the reason why this is, there's no Malkus here, because it's really underlying, it's a lot of Nitik Litashlumen. There are two reasons why you don't get Malkus. Either Lava Nitik L'Asei or Lava Nitik L'Teshlumin. It's not like it's Ram and Rosh. But if you learn into Lava Nitik L'Teshlumin, what the Ksais means to say is that if you're working mitzvah the Asei, then I hear. If you're not Mekayim the Asei, and the Asei is in front of you, you got to be Mekayim. If you're not, you're going to get Malkus. But the Ksais says there is no Asei, because Kozman is not today, you don't even have the Asei altogether. Oh, you don't have the Asei, so then the reason why you're not getting Malkus is because it's a Lava Nitik L'Teshlumin. And that. Means it's a lot of nitna too, means if the guy would like his money back, I would have a chiv to give it back. So even though Kozman, he didn't exercise that right, so I don't have a chiv to give it back, but still I love her nitin l'tashlumen. The lav is nitin for tashlumen if the guy wants. If he asks me for the money, I got to give him the money back. So therefore I would not get malchus because it's a lav and nitin l'tashlumen. Mashenkin and the thief would learn, it's a part of the lav and nitin l'tashlumen, and you don't have the lav, you don't have malchus because it was like a kim of asay, it's kilus kabalti when he was Michael. That's Lava and the Shulman? The Rishonber, Tavasa Chayshin. All right.
Now,
yeah, Vada Mechila helps. We passed him, it's Machlekes Rishon, but we passed him Mechila helps on Ribbis Ktsutsa.
Why did the Tzaytik give you Tavei a second time?
Why not?
I'm saying the person gave it. You can't say I only gave it al das.
Okay, so the chayim want to know. Maybe it was in the scene of Betoyes. You can start going to the shas. But parshup shad is you weren't in the kain yechiv yet. So now you got to go again. Yeah? All right. Now halacha. How do we paskin? Well, like I said, really the smart argues with the entire ketzayis. That's with the entire tas. Sorry. And the ketzayis paskins like the smart. So the ketzayis holds that even though the ketzayis' understanding of the tas was that the chiv is nafchal. That's only the das taz, but la halach that says it's avad yodachiv right away, even without a tviya. And if you learn like the nesiv is, then it's going to be totally on this mechil. It's really makleikas apayskin how we paskin. My hergish is, and you're going to see more in Siv Zayin. My hergish is, I the right that they're coming from in Reish Lama days, it itself is a miyuchas redvade. But the nekuda is, and the nesiv says I could assume the guy is meichel. My hergish is, we see all the why are you assuming the guy is meichel? The guy's alive. Call him up. Send him a letter. Well, you might or not. I don't know. Like, first friend, Bedavka, don't ask him to know if I have a... It bothers me. And you see the retort, yes, this kasha, like I be that other halacha. It bothers me. Like, even if the Sivas would be right, that there's an implicit mechila. So Bezin has no right to be koifa. That I understand. Bezin is not going to get involved. Maybe the guy was Michael. Why should they beat you up for? It's good. But you yourself, you have a chiv, v'cheyachichimach, you have a chiv tshuva. You have a right to assume he was Michael. It's after delivery. Go call him up and ask him. Will you Michael me or not? Do you want the money back or not? If he doesn't, good. Okay, if the Leiva died, that's really for the next if, but if you're already mentioning here that the Machloik is Dogum Revav and the Chavis Das all together, if the Leiva died, do you have a Chiv Chazara? We know in Sivav, if the Malva dies, we're going to see there's no Chiv Chazar, because the Chiv is on the Malva. So if the Chiv is the Achicha Imach, and your Achicha died, he's no longer here, the life is no longer here, maybe you don't need Bechalal have a Chiv to give to the Yashem. That's what the Dogma Rav says. He brings down a Kovah, and he said maybe the Kovah is only like, you know, an Indian as a, what's his Lashon? Haraita Losha Bechuva Shleima should give back to the Yashay Aloiva, but maybe Mikka then you don't have to. But the Chavetaz Nemzim for Pashas Avada, you have a Chiv to give back to the Loiva's Yashim as well. That Mechila for sure doesn't count. Okay, that we have to learn. That's Machlek, because we join them. Some Rishonim Machalek between the two, and others are not. That's where the Machlek is goodbye. We all know that when you gave the ribbit, you gave it willingly. No one forced you to take the Havah. I mean, you were desperate, but no one forced you to contractually go into this agreement to have Havah with ribbit. Yet we know, and that's for sure that Mechila doesn't work. That we know for sure. That's what the Torah is coming along and saying, you got to give back ribbit to the whole Machlek is Rishonim is, and we pass when it does work, is if you have a Mechila later on. I mean, yes, I know that you have a chiv to give me back the money, but avo pikein, you could have it. Avo pikein, I don't need it back, I'm meichel you. That's where the machlekes is, and we pass, and then the mechila works. And then we shouldn't discuss the chilek. All right. So the bottom line is what you see from here, that there's no real shibud nechasim, and the reason why we know that is because it's learned out really from the nexus. If you see that the Yerusha Man Chayit, you know that there's no shibud nechasim. But Bezin does have a chiv to be makinu say ayat sheteitei nafshay. That's what comes out over here. All right. Gerada, on the shiloh of the Taj, is Agav, the Ksois and the Knesset HaGadolah have a zaitika problem with the Taz's story. Of this malva loiva and another malva, that the loiva, since he's not tavea, you know, then the malva, it's off limits. The malva has no right to go to the other malva, and they say the following svar, which is a beautiful svar. They say that we know a halacha that you koif in every loiva to be perea koif. Priest bal koif is mitzah, and bezin is koif on that mitzah too. So yes, let's feel a naniach that the taz is right. Naniach that you need a tefiyah. Naniach that because when he wasn't tavea, there's no chiv chazara, but you loiva, you owe me money. So why isn't Bezin, in fact, the extent of the Dayla and the Ksois, Avada Bezin should have a chiv to be koifa the loiva, his chiv to pay back his malva should include that he must go ahead and ask his other malva for money. If he has an ability to get money by making a tviya, and he has a chiv to pay back this malva, then his mitzvah, priest b'chav mitzvah, should force him to make that tviya. So, even if the Taz would be right, they say the Taz is wrong. Even if he'd be right and it's the Hanukkah that you need a Tviya, but Avad in the case of Shabud Ram Nosan, Avad he would have the Chiv, the Lay would have a Chiv to ask the other Malva back for his money in order to be able to pay back the Malva that he's still outstanding with. Sorry?
He was already
Very good. So this is all the tzayis according to his understanding that the taz never meant a mechila. All the taz meant was that kozman you don't have a tfiyah, the chiv was not chal. So that meant Ivan, you have a chiv to make that tfiyah, to make the chiv chal, to get the money to pay me back. But Zakh Nisivis, and no, that's not Mishyotah. Zakh Nisivis, that Lididan, the Pshat Nataz is, that there's an implicit Mechila, how could President force the guy to undo his Mechila? If he was Michael, he was Michael. You can't force him, what, to be a Gazan? If, in truth, the Loiva was really Michael the Malva, for him now to get back the Ribbis, he's a Mamasha Gazan. The Sheikh Zayag said, he's a Mamasha Gazan. So if he was really Michael, then how could Bezin force him to ask back for the money? That's what Atad said is pshat. This would be a riot to the Nesivis' pshat and Atad, that the reason why you need a tefillah is because otherwise it would be a mechila. The raya, you see the Bezin's not even forcing you to try to make that tefillah, to try to make the chayv bichal. And the reason is because if in the shtika was kemechila, if it's implicit that you really don't want your ribbis back, Bezin's not going to force you.
That makes even a question starker to go and ask him. I mean,
how can I go and ask him? Or is any mechila then?
No. Ask him, were you Michael? Because...
Oh, go, let Bezin ask him and verify if he was Michael.
Because, Manusha.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you paid it...
Okay, that guy, Shalomite, I hold this for anyway, but yes.
I think it makes it even stronger. How do I know when he was Michael?
Correct.
Maybe he doesn't know yet.
Well, if you look in the Pisket Shuvah, in the end of Hay, it brings down from Sheol Yisayivit, or in the middle of Hay, he said, what happens if the guy said he was Michael? Because he said, if you learn the Pshat in the Taz, the Tzatz Mechila, it only works before Shibud and Anasim kicked in. It means the Mechila had to take place before he borrowed from his second Malva. Because once you have Shibud and Anasim, the middle guy has no right to be Michael anymore. If Reuben owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Shimon has no right to be Michael if Chayiv to cut Levi out of the picture. You can't do that. So he said that the Mechila had to take place beforehand. And he says, what happens if the guy said I was Michael and we have no Raya? So he says, if you're choishish for Kununya, it's le'alav chayim stam. You give him a chayim stam that he has to affirm, yes, I truly was Michael before I took out that second alva. And Akrami, you'll have to. So you want to know why isn't Bezin asking? You're right. Maybe they should and they'll have a chayim.
There's no
Shiva moment. So how does Shiva work here? Yes, good. So they bring this right too. Very good. They bring this right that you see here too. That's a tumul. But yes, you see here too that the way of it is the Shalsachois as a Choy. You know, we're trying to, every halacha we're trying to say, this is like this and this is like that. This is the problem. It's very, Lagavi three, so it's like a Choy. Yeah. Lagavi, Shibutan Anasin, yes, we say it's really like a Choy that Shibutan Anasin could play itself out. Because yes, it would only be just a mitzvah ba'alma. How does it pass Shibutan Anasin? Good. And Ekonami. Sorry? I know, but the price when they bring it down, they discuss Shibutan Anasin.
Was the task probably that the other Havah was also with Rivas? Both Havah were with Rivas? No.
No, the second Havah could have been a regular Havah. He just owes money. All right, let's do Sivvav. Let's try the Chabarayim. Lokach Ribis Ktutza Omeis. Someone took Ribis Ktutza and then he died. We've been discussing this halakha. This is like so fundamental to the Simen. Ein Habonim Trichim La'akhir. The kids do not have a chiv to give back the money. The chiv is only on the father and not on the kid. And from here we know Sifhei. From here the Rashba's Shpaz Sifhei, it's called a Mavlek Zishanim, but we pass on the Rashba, that we see that there's no Shiba Nechosim for the Yorshim to pay back, then must be the reason is because there's no Shiba Nechosim at all. And therefore, even when the father was alive, there's no Shiba Nechosim embedded in that Yorshim Nechosim. That's how we knew Sifhei. So Ein Abonim Tikkun La'akhtar, because there's no Shiba Nechosim. Kids, Yorshim, are only Mechiv to give back when there's a Shiba Nechosim. Even a regular Chayv, let's say someone borrows money and dies penniless. The kids don't have to pay back the father's Chayv. And the father leaves all the assets, the Shiba Nechosim. So from those Nechosim, the Yorshim have a Chiv to give back, because the Nechosim, that the Yashin on the Shubba to pay back the Chayv. But if you learn that there's no Shiba Nechosim, because it's a mitzvah, the only on the malva. So Mamela, when the guy dies, and the bottom sechem lacks, so the kids don't have to give back. Navas ela im kain, except hayadav mesuyim, if it's a known item, kigoin part of the talis. Oh, you see Lucy over there. Lucy used to belong to the loiva, and now I see the malva has it. The malva dies, and that's part of the estate. So everyone's talking about the rate on the gas is, if the shekels, the rate on the gas is. Look at Lucy. That Lucy, you see the malva, look what he left over to his kids. He couldn't leave over anything but ribbis. So it's a delusa to the mace. That look what's going on, that the mace deals with ribbis. So the delusa, the kibbut avshabay, the delusa that they have, and v'os avim tshuva, and the father tried to do tshuva b'chayav on this ribbis, just for his biglach that's your mace. He couldn't get Lucy back to the bialim till he died, but he wanted to give it back. So the father is holding by doing tshuva on this issa. Then the kids have a chiv al tkvayr avim. Look at the shak. They have a chiv. They have a chiv to give back Lucy, to give back the power of the talis because of kibidah. That's the halakha. But they still don't have to. They don't have a chiv, the right to give this back. But kvayr avim, this Indian of kvayr avim, not the ribishah, but about the kvayr avim, that everyone's looking around and talking bad about this guy's father. Look what he leaves over. Ribis, look at what he dealt with. This is what he was Isaac b'chayav. Ribis, so to save the disgrace from his father, from their father, they have to give back, but only if it's a davar mesuyim. If it's money, it's liquid, no one sees, look what he did, so they're not talking bad, not as they lose, so you don't have to give it back. So the Gemara says, why do you need the father to try to do tshuva? And I should ready, what is the tshuva that we're trying to do? So that you look in the Rishonim, the Ramak, and the Shita says, tshuva means that the father gave back all his other ribbits that he dealt with, A. And B, he decided, of course, that he's not going to deal with ribbits anymore. And C, even this item itself, he instructed to give it back. It means he wanted to give it back, he just didn't have the time. He wasn't able to come to fruition to give back this item. Now, what do you need tshuva for? So it's the Gemara, because if the guy doesn't do tshuva, there's no kvayr avim. If he's a Rasha, but the way the Gemara says it, if he's a Rasha, not oita my samcha, then there's no kibbut av. I don't have to give back. I don't have to be mechabes someone who's a Rasha. Right, not the son, not the amcha. It has to be oisam aizamcha. So that oisam aizamcha, there's no chiv lechavdat. So therefore, even though this person, and the Rishonim discussed, even though this person wasn't oisam aizamcha for everything else, but lagabi this ribbit, he was not an oisam aizamcha. So lagabi this ribbit, he's considered a rasha, and there's no chiv lechavdat. That is pashup shot in the Gemara. That's going with the Rishonim who hold that there's no chiv kibedav when a father is a rasha. The Rambam holds that there is a chiv kibbutz when the father is a rasha, and this Gemara is a problem. And already the Kadmonim ask on the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef says the following beautiful pshat. Beis Yosef says, Avada, you do have a chiv kibbutz even if the father is a rasha, but this is really not a real kibbutz anyway. The halacha, in order to have kibbutz, it has to be mishal av v'lo mishal ben. To have a kibbutz av means you machiloi or maniloi or mashkoi with what? With his nechosim. I take money out of his bank account and I hire a nurse. I take money out of his bank account and I feed him and buy groceries. But if he doesn't have money, I don't have to take money out of my bank account to be mechabdei. It's a nice thing and it's beautiful and it's obviously expected, but that's not the mitzvah kibbutz. That's not a kibbutz. This ribbis belonged to the father. Again, we keep on going back to this. The father was kind of the ribbis. It's really his. He had a chiv to give it back, a mitzvah. He died. The second he died, it's part of the estate. Now the Yerushim owned this ribbis. So now belongs to the Yerushim. Now you're telling the Yerushim to use this ribbit and give it back. One second, they don't have a kibbutz to give back their own nechasim. This nechasim now belongs to them. So they don't have a real kibbutz to give it back. So Dr. Bey says that this is only an inyan a takana, a zilusa of the father, chazal u'mesaken, that the kid should give it back, or davar mesuyim. In this takana, which is really not a real kibbutz, they said, hey mamre v'hey mamre, they said that if the father was a rasha, lo yisei davar, he didn't care about his zilusa. He didn't care about this ribbis. He was Isaac in this ribbis, then we don't have to be better than him. We're not going to worry about his zilusa if he didn't worry about his own zilusa. So it's really not, if it would have been a real kibbutz, you would have had a chiv, because you have a chiv to be mechabit even the father's a rasha. But since this is not a real kibbutz, so hey mamma ve mamma, so you don't have a chiv. That's how the Beis Yosef answers the Rambam. But the bottom line is if he's not holding by doing tshuva, then you have no chiv. But if he is holding by doing tshuva, he did tshuva, then you have the kids have a chiv only in a davar mesuyim, out this zilus, out this kibbutz, to give it back. But the mechabit says a lashon, ein abanim tzrichim lahachzir, and from there the Mishnah Melech makes a diak. Elam Cain, it was a davar mesuyim. It's a davar mesuyim. They are tzrichim lahachzir. The Mishnah Melech says, why didn't the mechabit say a lashon chayovim lahachzir? Apparently, chayovim is a strong lashon. Tzrichim, they need to. Chayovim is they're obligated to. And from there, he's medayik that must be the Torah mechaber holds that bezin is not yerdin l'nechosav. This is not like the halacha before. We know that by regular kibbutz. Bezin is not koifin, I say, because it's a matan schar b'tzida. Not on every mitzvah that say is bezin koifin. On mitzvah that say a lulav bezin is koifin. But mitzvah that say kibbutz bezin is not koifin, because it's a matan schar b'tzida. Since you have l'man yirikun yimeka, you have a mitzvah you have a schar next to the mitzvah. Since you have the schar, bezin doesn't bother being koifin. You get whatever the svar is. You can have to do it anyway. You get the schar, whatever the svar is. But bezin not koifin on a mitzvah that has schar. So that's what you said. Trichel Marzeh, they themselves need to return it because this is a mitzvah like kibbutz. But if they don't return it, bezin is helpless. Bezin can't come in and koifin oisam to give it back. It's not like the father where bezin chutz beats the guy up. Here bezin can't even do that. But the Ari Shain and places of Mavur, yes, even on this, Bezin is Koifin. It's a regular Din Kfiya. And they ask, I, what's different than a regular Mitzvah Kibbutz? And they make the following chiluk. On a Mitzvah Kibbutz, if it's only out of COVID, that's man's COVID. It's either Bezin's man Koifin. This is not just COVID. This is Elusa. It's a Bezoin. Every second you're not giving it back, you're being mimed a Bezoin to your father. For that, we're going to be koifin. For that, we're going to force you to give it back. Then Bezin will get involved. But if you go like this Diyak in Mishra Melech, it's lahalach. If you go like this Diyak, Bezin will not be koifin because it's tamen inin. It's not even a real mitzvah say, we even mentioned from the Beis Yosef. But it's an inin, I'll keep it up, so the Yoshim have to do it, but Bezin's not koifin.
Could that be much more that there is an inin? They don't have to.
No, they say that there's no chiv even lots of deshamayim on the kids to give it back. So there's never a chiv on the kids, only on the father. The trichim is for the sefer, for the dig, but if it would be a davar mitzvah, it's trichim lachzer, so they say, banach hayavim lachzer.
What would they say that you just said, why shouldn't there be a reason to give it back, even if the father was in Russia and wasn't interested in doing Shuvah al-Zilusa?
Because if he's not makbid on his own Zilusa, but he's a Russia like the davar, he didn't care. He didn't care about that Zilusa, right? He didn't care about that Zilusa, so we're going to care about that Zilusa for him. He didn't care about being Isaac and those things.
If there would be a Chiyuv Kibbutz Avdei Raisa, even on something that he himself wasn't doing,
like the Rambam, to Makhlekes Rishonim, we have Kibbutz Avdei Raisa, my father's a Rosha.
I'm saying, even if there's a Chiyuv Kibbutz Avdei, let's go on the stuff that is a Chiyuv Kibbutz Avdei, that means even in a thing that he himself didn't care for,
correct.
Correct.
All right, now another Nukud is the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that in order to be Ois Ois Amcha, doing it once, so you did an Avera, Rachmana Litzlan, but it doesn't make you Ois Ois Amcha. If you do just a Kroi Ba'amu, he says, that's not going to make you Ois Ois Amcha. That which the Mechabe said, he needs to do Tshuva, the Gemara, is only because he did this Kesed, it was his norm to lend Beribis. He was not Chosh for this Beribis. But if he did it one time, that's not going to make an Ois and therefore, even if he didn't do tshuva, if it was only a one isolated time, he would still have a chiv to give back a davar mitzuyim. Another interesting shaila, the machlokes rishonim actually, is we're talking about the machabes of the loshin. Give me a daik in the machabes. Lokach ribis ktuza, the father took the ribis ktuza umeis, and then he died. Ein abanim tzichim la'akzen. And the achronim, I should be meiser, the achronim paskin, that even if we already took the father to a din tira, means he took Ribbis Ktusa, we took him to Din Torah, Bezin Paskin, he owes the money back. Still, if he dies, ain't a banam tzichim lachzer. The kids don't have to give it back. Even if there was Hamad Bedin, there's no chiyim. And the shtikah of a raya is, because you see in the halakha before in Hay, it says there's no shiv in the chosim. Now, what was that talking about? Bezin not yoyin lachzer. Pashas means it was Hamad Bedin. And still, Bezin could beat the guy out, but can't go down to his nechosim. So you see, Hamad Bedin doesn't change anything. No, the Achrenu said not like I was trying to say. Shai, they want to say that once you have a Hamad Bedin, it turns into like a regular Chiv moment. Like Zachon Alav B'Milva, it's like a regular Chiv moment, whatever it is. You know, Gemara talks about Knossos and all those things. But we pass in the Medina and others say that Avada, even with Hamad Bedin, there's no Chiv in the Chosim, there's no Chiv on the Yashim. But what would be if the father was the Malva Beribis, but he didn't take the Ribis yet? Well, let's say he took some, he died. Very often you'll have a Malva, a mortgage company, they die, the son's Yashim, the stocks, whatever it is, they're taking over, the chayv is still outstanding, and the ribbis are still accumulating. And now the sons themselves are now going for the ribbis. What would be then? Is that the same halacha? Oh, you're talking about the sons, they don't have a chiv, because the chiv is only with the father who's the Malva. The son wasn't the Malva, the father was the Malva. Or do we say, no, it's going on the person who takes the ribbis. When the father takes the ribbis, the sons don't have a chiv. But if the sons themselves take the ribbis, havata, that's a regular dim ribbis ktutz, and it's the same halacha that yaitu b'diyan, and mal kfiyah, like we have in the halacha before. No, the father made up. He made up the guy, his $100, and paid me back a dollar extra every single month. Then the guy died, and it was another 6 months, and the kids took $6 more. That $6 which accumulated after the guy died, which already the choiv now belonged to the yashim, will there be a chiv to give it back or not? There was b'shas avah, there was a ketiza. The Malva said, but the father made it up. What's the shaila? I mean, if you want to break down the shaila, besides touching up the pasuk, if the yashim are assuming the father's position, they're not friends. It's not a new choiv. Let's talk a different case. That should be like the Malva. What would happen if you have a malva who lent money beribit and he signed the chayv to somebody else? So now this lokeach has a right to take the thing all the time. You have a credit card debt or whatever it is, and you go buy it. I got the shayla. I don't know. Every month I get the shayla. Someone's buying up a whole package of debt from a credit card company, and in there the loiv is there. Avad is going to be ribit tutsa. Mikan ve'eluk, that you purchased the debt. Now you assume the position. Now you're the malva. So every dali he's paying you is because of the ketitza that's made up in this halva, and you assumed this halva, Avad is going to be ribbit tusa. The shaila is with the kids, is it the same thing? Are the kids just assuming the father's position? They're in their shoes, so that we know the halva is the same. So the payment is a ribbit tusa payment. But the shaila is, maybe Atikach Mito is only going on the malv himself who made it up. But on the kids, they don't have their chiv, so the kids could take it as well. Maybe even the Kapila person want to say, if you learn like the Ramah holds like that, the Ramah holds that it was only chiv on the father, and if the kids take ribbit, they don't have the chiv to give it back, because Atikach Mita is only going on the father, the Chechichimach, the one who you made up with. So it could be that the kids would, L'choyre should be even mutter to take the Kapila. And the place can say no, because if they take it, then the kilo, that's the gemar of the issa that the father did, so kilo like you're going the father, the issa good. But at least once you take the ribbis, you don't have a chiv to give it back. That's the shita's Rama, the Rashbon, and the Chuvs.
It should be
automatic. That's much. The guy buys and he assumes his position, he steps in the guy's shoes. All right. Yes, bottom is that. But the Rashbon and the Ran argue, the Rashbon and Ran say no. That now the Yerushim are the Malvin. If they take it, they have a chiv to give it back. That means even though they're not the ones who made it up, but the chiv is whoever took the ribbis has a chiv to give it back. If the father took the ribbis, only he has a chiv to give it back, not the Yerushim. If the Yerushim took the ribbis, then they have a chiv to give it back. So the Machlekes is showing what to do. If you want to be Madaik in the Mechaba, Mechaz is Lokach Ribbis Kutsu Umeik, and Abadam Tichalak, if I studies, that if he died first and then they were Lokach the ribbis, they would have a chiv to give it back. So it is a chiv Akzariz Ribbis. That's the Stickle Dik in the.
If you're going to say it's not Havavaka, it's a Shizifabi, because if they're taking over the Chayt, who does he have a Chayt to? To the Yerushim or not?
No, we know that he has a Chayt to the Yerushim, but since the Yerushim was not who made it up, the Chiyah, the Chayachikimach, was never on them.
Havavaka's only punched eye.
Why?
Because it's like giving something extra in the middle of a thing. We didn't make a Ribbis Katsuth. In the middle, I come and I give it back to chocolate. You tell me that doesn't hit the Navak Ribbis. So here, if the Yerushim now became a Malva, so he has an Alvo, who's going to get them extra? He should get each of them out.
I hear where you're coming from. I'm not convinced, but I hear where you're coming from. All right. Another very important shaila, and this shaila really, like, moves the whole, again, having him with this whole Yusaitis a ribbit. This shaila has happened many times, and it still happens, unfortunately, and it touches up the whole ribbit. What would be the following halacha? Reuven lent money to Shimon, let's say a mortgage. He's a bank, he's a broker, he gave out a loan, Yiddish Agel to Shimon. Shimon bought a house, and every month he's paying ribbit. You know, 99% of the payment is ribbit, 1% of the payment is principal. Over time, it starts growing. But let's say we're talking about the ribbit portion of the payment. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. The father dies. Now, let's just talk numbers. He lent $100. So far they paid, sorry? The father of the Malva, what?
The Malva
died. Let's just talk numbers, easy numbers. He lent $100, and so far $25 of ribbis only was paid off. No Karen, but only ribbis was paid off. So you have $100 chayv with $25 of ribbis. The father says, I still have a chayv, $100, that's still kind, you owe me $100. Okay. Now, if the father would be today and the loiva would wake up right now and say, 1 second, I paid you ribbit, it's yoytzei, so now we discuss, I'll do a tefisa, I'll get bezin to force you, eventually I'm only going to pay you $75 more. I'm not going to pay you more than that. Good. But that's not what happened. The father died, the malva died, and now comes the Yorshim. The Yorshim goes over to the Leiva and says, pay me up $100, you owe $100 to the father. And the Leiva says, 1 second, but I paid you $25 worth of interest. We got to deduct that, because the father had no right to take it. So Yorshim says, yeah, it's taka upon the father, no head to take that, but nothing to do with us. We don't have a chiv chazara. All I know is I have a note that says you owe me $100, pay. You got to pay me $100. And the leiva is screaming bloody murder. What do you mean? And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm paying more than I borrowed. Yeah, that's the shaila. I mean, the shaila is, could we now use the ribbis that was paid up till now and make it a wash off some of the principle? If you learn strictly, straight, the way all the assertions we had till now, look, it should not work. You cannot make a wash out of it. The ribbis money that I paid your father owns in Gansi, he has a mitzvah to give it back, but he owns it completely. Comes along now, you want to amend the Yorshim. The Yorshim don't have a chid. The Yorshim tell you jump in the lake. That's the salaka.
Say the ribbis is always what you pay after you finish paying up the
floor. You see, well, first of all, there is a tshuva from Moshe which implies that, but if you look at all the achrinim here, from Ranach, Riki Vega, Machane Ephraim, one by one, Pesach tshuva says, you go one by one, everyone, it's a double portion. If I tell you I'm paying ribbis, I am paying you ribbis. Why do you still want paying your credit? We said, every month you get a statement, you know, a credit card statement, the minimum you got to pay just to carry over your ribbit portion is this. This is your ribbit portion. And I pay that, that's for the Karen? I'm paying it for the ribbit.
He never paid more than the
But I'm paying ribbit. I'm allocating, this is for the interest.
I understand. Well, am I saying he never paid more than the...
But I'm allocating, this is for ribbit, and that's...
What would happen if he paid him $25? If he paid him $100, and he still owes him $25, he says the malus is unworthy. I might call whatever else he owes me. I might call $25.
Go ahead.
So it comes out that he only paid him $100. He's like a ribbit.
Why not?
Because he never paid him ribbit.
He paid him $25 worth of ribbit and $25 worth of the coins. And not only that, I'll go further on your case. Where he took $25 in advance for the ribbit and just the last $25 he's making the carrying, if he took him, he has to give back the $25 that he took for the ribbit. He took ribbit, he got to give it back. Now, if you tell me the reason why he was meichel is as a piroin for the ribbit, I hear. What do you mean? I told you this is a ribbis payment. Every dollar that I give for ribbis was a neshika for ribbis. Because the chayv is still outstanding.
At the end, he didn't get a ribbis.
1 second. At the end of the day, it's very nice. So if you want to apply it, if you want to now say that ribbis should self suffice, I want to take that ribbis and now apply it for the Karen. I'm asking to you, there's no thing. And I'll even say that there's an Avnei Nezer who says that the Issa Ribbit is mitzvah tali v'koi on the sort of what you're trying to say, but that in it says, I've added the payment that I gave was for Ribbit. But in order to be over a lot of ribbis, at the end of the day, you got to get more than what I got. So if I gave you ribbis and I didn't give you the Karen, so Davni Nezer, then Lamar Freya, somehow I was never over the Issa. Good, 1 second. But that is, if you never got to pay the Karen. But Lamar says, if there was still a Karen that you're getting, right, that Choyv is still outstanding, the note's still outstanding, and you got the ribbis payment, the first dollar, they're taking out the ribbis, I still have $100 Choyv on you, that note's still outstanding, it's worth $100 still. And now I have $1 ribbit. So every dollar is nice, isn't it?
It has to be. At the end, he's Meichel, and then he undoes, then
he might have like the Adi Nezer. And Moshe holds that automatically, you're paying back, you're automatically paying for Karen. It's a shredder of Moshe. All the places here you see not like that. The whole Chakira that they have, the way the Machan Ephraim brings down the Chakira, he says the following. That we keep on nemming on, and we mentioned it's really a Shiloh, but we keep on nemming on, that the ribbit that you received belongs to you. And it's yours, and you're kind of a king and government, you've been Kaddish, and Nisha like the Ritzvah and Rashba say it's your money. And the only reason I have a chiyuv to give it back is a mitzvah ba'alma. And that's why if the guy has no sheep in the cross, that's why if the guy dies, his Yoshua on a mechiyuv back, because it's his money, mamish, right? So then it makes sense. Once he dies, the Yoshua are entitled to collect the whole note. The Machan Ephraim says, but if you go like the other tzaddik, the deacon the Rosh, that when you collect ribbis, it doesn't become yours. You can't be Mekadesh Anisha. You don't own it. It's like a mamish, a maisa gzela. So then he wants to say that it's like an automatic wash. You got to give me the money back, even b'chayav, even without discussing it, it's automatic. You got to give me the money back, al gzela, means you are holding on to my money. So automatically that works as a parayin of the chay. So that was the whole Chakir Makaprayim said. He said that if you learn that it was Gzeilu all along, then Enechanami, it was automatic wash, so now the Yoshim don't have to give it back. Now the Yoshim, sorry, can't collect because it's automatic, the note was reduced. But if you learn the way we Paskin, Pashas, that you were going to the Ribbis is finished, and now the note's still outstanding, $100. So Avad, you're going to have to give him the Yoshim $100.
Yeah, that's a Shaila that's written before, like a few weeks ago. So let me ask the Shaila. Every single Ribbis, the Rajkam Ribbis, the Rabbonah, because this is tough. You give back the money, right? You have to get, let's say, $100 you're borrowing, and it's going to be $125. So the first $100 you're paying back for your debt. And the other $25 will be Ribbis Mocher. So you're paying.
No, but you're giving because of the Ktitsa. Since you're giving because of the Ktitsa, Avada, that's going to be Ribbis Deraita.
But now the debt is over. You pay back $100, your debt is over.
I know, but if I paid it, I'm cut with you. I'm going to give you, here's $100, give me back $100 tomorrow, and $1 5 years from now. That $1 is going to be Ribbis Ktitsa because it was done contractually. Because of this loan, you owe me $100 tomorrow plus $1 in the future. That $1 is because of this upmach. So that's also Ribbis Ktitsa.
That's
no, Ribbis Ktitsa is cut no matter what. When you don't have a Ketitza, and it's only Ribbis Derabbanan, and then if it's in the middle of the loan, it's only Avak Ribbis. It's after the loan, until the life, that's Ribbis Mocheret, Chilik if you have a Chiv, Lajer Dei Shemayim, or whatever. All right, but the bottom line is, just to make a Sikum Hadava, the bottom line is that Ribbis Ketitza is Yetra Deyanam Medin Kfiyah, the Yoshim don't have a Chiv Lakhtiv, but if it's a Dova Mesuyim, then the Yoshim has Kibirav, or Kibirav, Takonis Kibirav, they'll have a Chiv to give back the Dova Mesuyim.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.